This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, one thing that's very different nowadays than it was decades ago is, you know, when there's a TV show, many of us don't watch it live. We don't watch it when it airs. We watch it later in life. Sometimes we will watch a whole season or even three seasons in one weekend. And I remember doing that with 24, where we would see four episodes at a time. So that's 4 hours worth, basically. And they call that term binge watching. Well, now we're being told that binge watching could put you at risk for dying. Binge watching could kill you. Why? Because they did a study, and they found that people that binge watch may be more inclined to have pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot that develops because you're inactive. It breaks free, travels to the lung, lodges in the small blood vessels. You're not able to oxygenate your blood, and you end up dying. Pretty scary stuff. They say the new study included more than 86,000 people in Japan, age 40 to 70. They were asked how many hours they spent watching television, and then they were followed for 19 years. During that time, 59 participants died of a pulmonary embolism. 59 out of 86,000. That's still, to me, a lot. Okay, pulmonary embolism, I mean, you know, I understand people who smoke or people who take birth control could be more at risk, but if that was already factored out, that's kind of a high number of cases. Now, they say compared to those who watch less than 2.5 hours of television a day, the risk of dying from pulmonary embolism increased 70% among those who watch 2.5 to 5 hours daily. It was 40% greater for each additional 2 hours of television viewing. That means, like, what, 7 hours? And 2.5 times higher among those who watched 5 or more hours a day. The results were published in the journal Circulation. So they say these findings may be of concern to Americans who reportedly watch more TV than Japanese adults. Because, man, this was a study in Japan. And the study author, Dr. Toru Shirakawa, a research fellow in public health at Osaka University Graduate School of Medicine, says nowadays, with online video streaming, the term binge watching, okay, is used to describe viewing multiple episodes of television programs in one sitting. And, you know, a lot of you are like, okay, Dahlia, everyone's talking about Game of Thrones. I gave it a shot first season. I didn't like it. Now I think I need to step it up, and I better, you know, catch up. Well, to catch up on six seasons, okay, I mean, you got a lot of work to do. So we're talking about what? If there's, let's say, 12, 13 episodes a season, you know, for you to catch up quickly, Breaking Bad. I had to lightning speed catch up with Breaking Bad. I know, this is ridiculous. It's stupid. Because the Breaking Bad season finale, you know, because I was like, all right, it's a Breaking Bad. That's exciting. Okay, yeah. You know, but then all of a sudden when they talk about the season finale and you go, wait a second, they're going to ruin it for me. Somebody is going to ruin it for me. Okay, it looks like I better get on top of this now. Then you, and I did. I made it. Okay, I binge watched all the way. Now, okay, mind you. Okay, I'm in radio. And so, I don't sit here and watch TV when I'm in radio. But it takes a lot of prep to do a radio show. I know I don't particularly look like I prep a lot, but in theory, it is. So I would work while watching it. You know, I had reports to do. I had, you know, I was working on my book. So, I mean, I'm working on the computer while. But the reason why I'm telling you guys that is you may say, you know what, I don't binge watch because I'm not watching Breaking Bad or Game of Thrones or Peaky Blinders or, I don't know, Downtown Abbey or whatever everybody's into, okay? Yet, how many hours do you sit on, you know, on your computer? Okay, you Facebook, you live stream, you watch videos, you play World of Warcraft. Okay? I mean, your lungs don't give a damn if you're watching a TV show or playing a video game. Now, playing a video game hasn't been studied as much as I believe this, because you are moving a little bit more. But remember, you heard of these people doing three-day marathons and dying, right? Because they were just sitting. I don't know how they, don't you have to get up to pee? But anyway, three-day marathons, they probably got up to pee, or they just peed in a cup next to the game. And don't you guys have jobs? Okay, I mean, aren't there things to do? So they say the study cannot prove a direct cause and effect relationship. It's likely the risk of death from watching too much television is even higher than what is found in the study, because obviously the condition is hard to diagnose. I mean, how many people are going to admit to it? And when somebody has a pulmonary embolism, you know, they'll come in with chest pain, shortness of breath, and we'll start looking at, okay, well, maybe it's you have a bleeding disorder or a coagulopathy, where you're more prone to coagulate than other people. Which, by the way, these coagulation panels, I think, are crucial for anybody who smokes or anybody who's going to go on birth control. I think this blood test should be done routinely. Now, I know that's going to go against every Obamacare premise and mantra, but I believe that it is extremely, extremely important to make sure that you don't have a propensity to clot. Because if you are going to sit for long periods of time, you'll know that you need to get up, or you'll need to be on a blood thinner, or you will have to make some accommodations. Same thing, we won't be putting 16-year-olds on birth control if they seem to have that propensity. I only had one patient die of a pulmonary embolism, and that was a patient who was, you know, in her 20s, or gynecologist had her on birth control. I mean, a healthy girl. You know, overall, yeah, she had some weight issues. And then one weekend she went to the hospital and she died. Like within an hour or two, because she had multiple pulmonary embolisms. And so, you know, birth control could be pretty scary, which is why I'm very concerned about it being over the counter and accessible. I mean, we need to know that, you know, you can tolerate it. So be careful with your smartphones, your tablets, you're watching TV when you come home at 7 at night, and then you are on your computer or on your TV till midnight. That could put you at risk. And, you know, you're like, well, I don't watch that much TV. Think about it. Just tonight, do me a favor and take a look at your habits with your computer. And I want you to just clock how many minutes and how much time. You don't have to tell anybody, because I know you're going to be embarrassed, but, you know, I bet it's hours. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you know, the subject has come up in my household about roommates. And the reason why the subject has come up is because my son is 16, actually going to be turning 16 and a half. So that means I am counting the seconds until he moves out. Okay, no. I love my baby. I don't want my baby to go anywhere. And then the younger son is about 13. And they're talking about college, which is good. I mean, you know, thank God they want to go to school after high school. You know, that took years of goading and manipulating and choreographing to make sure they want to go to college later, okay? Not that I have their college paid for yet. I'm still trying to, you know, figure how we're going to do that. I had to work while going to college to get scholarships, but that was me. And now everything has to be handed to them. But that's fine. Neither here nor there. And so, of course, the boys are talking about where they're going to live. So when they turn 18, They're going to move out. They're going to get an apartment. And I'm like, well, how much is an apartment? Oh, it's probably a few hundred. It's not that bad. You guys can handle it. I can handle it? No. You're going to be paying for this yourself. Well, how? What? You know, how do you do that? Well, you get a roommate. And, I mean, when I did it, I had four roommates. I mean, we rented out the kitchen. We rented out the living room. I mean, you rented out every square footage to be able to pay. I lived in an apartment near UNLV. It was on Cottage Grove. I think it was called Cottage Grove. And there was an apartment, and it was a three-bedroom apartment that was in the early 90s for like $450 or $480 a month. I know, a three-bedroom apartment, one bath, it was a killer steal. Killer deal. Not the fanciest area. You know, you had to still be very, very careful. You know, I think somebody across the street was, she and her roommate were raped and strangled with their bras. So it wasn't it definitely wasn't Beverly Hills, okay? But I remember, you know, I had my own room, and it had to cost $150 a month, okay? And to scrape that together, because I was working at Jack in the Box, making $4 an hour. $4.10 an hour, and you know, trying to put all that together to come up with $150 a month, not to mention books for school and everything. I mean, it was, you know, and here's my kids, you know, what apartment are you gonna, you know, put us into? And I want to tell them hell to the no. I mean, I want to tell them, look, you know, if you pay for your own apartment, yeah, you can move out, but we're already paying mortgage. So unless you could find somebody to rent your room, we're not giving you any money for your apartment. So now I think what the kids are doing is starting to, you know, idealize who their roommate would be. All right? So they're like, okay, well, you know, they talk about their friends. Like, well, maybe I could go to college with him and, you know, we'll get a place together and it'll be, you know, cheaper and, you know, but I'm probably going to need my own bathroom. And you hear them talk and I go, you'll really be able to live with so-and-so. Yeah, yeah. I go, well, will he be able to live with you? Yeah, man, I'm cool. Really? Okay, really? Okay, so my husband's listening to this, and he's hearing me, right, go through it. And look, I have to have these realistic talks with the kids. I have no problem being realistic. I was the one that talked to them about sex. I still do. I'm the one that talks to them about, I'm very realistic. I'm not very idealistic. I've never been. Okay, I'm very realistic, very optimistic, and very pessimistic, but if it's real. Yes, I fantasize about being in a movie with Michael Fassbender, but those are fantasies for me. Okay? I mean, you know, for my kids, I gotta be realistic. It does them no good for me to blow smoke, you know, up their sigmoid. So, you know, I'm like, well, look, you know, you don't do the dishes. You're always on the computer. So if you only have one computer, you know, how are you guys going to wing that? You don't feed the dog. You don't feed the cats. The toilet seat is up. You don't clean the toilet. Who's going to live with you? You know, and then you get grumpy when you're in a bad mood. You're impossible to live with. So by the time I, you know, basically write their resume down, okay, you know, their whole resume of why they're a bad roommate, you know, I end it and I top it off with, I would, if you weren't my blood and my kid, I'd be kicking your butt out of the house. And maybe I went too far. You know, I think I went too far. But, I mean, you all think back to when you had roommates. Okay, some of them were impossible to live with. Some of them were amazing. Well, my best roommate, one of my favorite roommates was Adana. Oh, my God, amazing. And she was just, I was able to live with her for years because it just, it just flowed. I mean, she didn't get mad at me too much. She didn't kick me out. She paid her rent. And she cleaned, which helped because I'm not very tidy. I really don't know what I provided to the roommate relationship, but it worked. And, you know, when you get a good roommate, you hold on to them. You don't mess that up. And the only reason why we stopped being roommates is she went to study in New Zealand and I had to go off to medical school. But, many of you guys, you have roommates now too. I mean, this isn't just a kid going to college thing. Now a lot of people, and it's smart. I mean, trust me, I'm even thinking about, you know, starting to rent out part of the house or something. Because, I mean, times are tough. And, you know, if there's some, and you also, we're never home. That's a big part of it. So you look at real estate, you look at, well, you know, why don't we share the bills? You know, you see doctors do this all the time. They go, well, you want to know what? I can only see patients in the mornings because I'm operating in the afternoon. So why don't I rent out the space in the afternoon to somebody else? So we're starting to see more and more roommate relationships. Older people are doing that. You know, older people are now looking for roommates because husband died. They have a whole house. The house is paid in full, but they don't want to be alone. They want to know that there's somebody else there. And if there's somebody else that's alone, why don't they combine and, you know, deal with the rent together? And so it's, but you know, how do you find a perfect roommate? Okay, that's difficult. I mean, what are the qualifications for a perfect roommate? Well, for me, the perfect roommate is somebody that's never there. Okay? You know, but here's the thing. Unless you want them there because you're alone. Okay? I mean, me, trying to make friends, you know, was very, very difficult because I was kind of a dorky pre-med student. Who wanted to be friends with a pre-med student? Because I was always like, oh, okay, you know, you're sick. Let me treat you. Let me practice on you. Let me suture on you. And, you know, those are not really good qualities that people want in a roommate or in a friend. So I really didn't have a lot of friends growing up. Right? People thought I was a dork. People thought I was a geek, which is why I liked Donna so much, because she didn't think I was a dork. But, where was I going with this? Okay, hold on a second. Let me find for you. So the okay. Oh, wait a second here. Hold on a second. I don't have a lot of, okay. So good roommate is somebody that's there. Okay. What about worst roommate? Okay. You smoke pot and you smell up the whole entire house. Okay. That's going to stink. You take up the bathroom and you leave your sanitary stuff all over the place. Again, bad roommate. Here you invite the entire lacrosse team overnight on a weekend without letting your roommate know. Yeah, that's probably bad. The dirty laundry always finds its way into the roommate's side of the room. Yeah, that happened to me. You know, because of the bra. You know why your underwear hits other people and other side of the house? Okay, I don't know if any of you have ever taken off a bra. But when a woman comes home after being in a bra forever, okay, you know, we do the flash dance thing where we could take off the bra under our shirt so you don't have to be undressed or naked or anything like that. But you wait, so you unsnap it, and then you go through one arm, you pull off one of the straps, and you go through the other arm, you pull off the other strap, okay? After you pull it through the other strap, it's either in your left hand or your right hand. And the reflex is to fling it. Now, when you compound that with the fact that you have to pee, so I would be holding it and holding it and holding it till I got home. So I finally get home, take off the bra, fling the bra, have to pee. I almost lit the apartment on fire because the bra landed on the stove. And it just, I had to make a mad dash to the bathroom, and that's just the way it was. Music, not letting people sleep, sex. You cannot be having sex noisy. Nobody wants to hear that. And it's embarrassing. By the way, now somebody's audio taping it or possibly videotaping it. So, yeah. Oh, that's got to be hard. How do you cover your ears? How do you make that soundproof?
You just wait it out and hope that they stop within the next half hour, 45 minutes.
You know, I don't think that was ever my problem, because after 2 minutes we were done. But, you know, some people, they could go a whole 30.
I really wish that it was just 2 minutes. I'm very sad that it's not. It really should be. There's no need to be that loud for that long. And you know, I at least know the people, so I don't feel that bad. I can just turn up the volume, turn on the fan, whatever. No, I feel terrible for the people downstairs that have no, like, no idea of what's happening or why it sounds like the house is falling apart.
Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. Woo. All right, well, thanks for that. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you try the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One Old Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk about a couple of the medical headlines. Very interesting. Apparently they're saying high heels could give you cancer. Are you kidding me? Really? Really? And I don't want you men going, oh, man, you know, the Dolly's just talking about lady stuff. No, I'm not talking about lady stuff. You know, guys wear high heels, too, okay? I mean, and but the theory behind it is very, very interesting. So, guys, you might want to listen, because if your shoes are too tight, I see where they're going with this. But a few emails that I got, I got one colonoscopy email, but most of them are kind of course, surrounding the, you know, the politics of it all. And on this show, we talk about everything. So I have no problem giving you my opinion of the first day of the DNC. I have to admit, I thought Michelle Obama looked great. You know, I thought this was one of her better looks. I like her hair longer. Okay, I didn't see her whole speech because I wasn't home. I got back from work late, but she, why was, wait a second, where did I go? what did I, why did I get home late? Maybe I didn't get home late. Maybe I forgot to turn it on. Anyway, yeah, because I'm like, oh, where was I? If I say that, my husband will be like, wait a second, why are you late? You know, you get out of work roughly at about 5 o'clock, hour for commute. What's going on here? I don't know. Trust me, I went home. I went straight home. It was very interesting because, you know, she was saying, nobody should be telling us to make America great again. America is great now. It's great. So, obviously, the debate, now centers around, you know, is our country in good shape or is our country not? You know, is our country great because we're American and we're going to say our country is great no matter what? Or, is our country, you know, really kind of faltering and, you know, not looked upon in the best light by other countries? Do we look weak? And do we need to get ourselves straightened out? So, I have to say, even though I think she made a good point, I do agree with Donald Trump. I think we do need to make a great again. I think that's a great point. It's very interesting. Barack Obama's half-brother is wearing a Make America Great Again hat. I thought that was, you know, very interesting because he's voting for Donald Trump. But I have to admit, I mean, we have a lot of work to do. And with a French priest in the middle of mass being beheaded by ISIS, you know, I mean, I don't know what the heck happened with our foreign policy, or I don't know what the heck happened with the way, we were, you know, managing things on our end from the Middle East. But, we need to take a step back, see where we might have made a misstep and how we could either correct it or how we could move forward. But this is some scary stuff. I mean, ISIS coming here and ISIS doing things here like they have been, or people in the name of ISIS, you know, doing a, mass shooting at the Orlando, club or, San Bernardino Christmas party, et cetera. I mean, we need to get our poop together. And so whether, you know, some people think we're great or some people think we're not, I would have liked to see some mention of how we're going to handle our security and, you know, what needs to be done. So it was, you know, all about, you know, Hillary being the best person for us. Bernie Sanders, I have to admit, was a class act. He could have gone up there, and even though we know he reluctantly endorsed Hillary a few weeks ago, for him to be up there and actually do a solid plea, you know, I think it was a class act for a politician. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're right or left. You could take a look at either convention and look objectively at, you know, how it was done. And so, I have to admit, I thought he did a very good job. You saw the Bernie Sanders supporters crying. What I find fascinating is how young people like Bernie Sanders, just like 4 years ago, young people liked Ron Paul. Is that interesting? How the youngest voters out there are more attracted to the older grandpa looking political figure. That's fascinating to me. Because, you know, when I was in college, you know, it was, well, Clinton's kind of cute. You know, Gore's kind of cute. You know, and so you know, it was that kind of thing. I mean, yeah, it was stupid, you know, yeah, but still, and I'm sure, you know, younger kids like John F. Kennedy. I mean, you know, but to see the youth kind of go for the older grandpa, that's fascinating. I mean, maybe everybody really, really likes a grandpa, and so they're attracted to that. So I thought that was pretty admirable. I did like when he said Medicare. For those of us who are 55, okay, I mean, I'm not anywhere close to 55, but I'm going to get there, and I'm probably going to get there sooner than some of you guys who listen to my show. So I was like, ooh, that sounds good. Ooh, that sounds good. And I almost started to fall for it. Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. And Tika, wait, how are we paying for this again? Yeah, I mean, you could promise everything under the sun. And then it just reminded me what happened and unfortunately what failed with the Bernie Sanders campaign. One, the DNC obviously was biased. And two, you could promise everything under the sun and make it sound good and say, we're just going to print money and make it happen, print money and make it happen. But it's not realistic. And so I was a little disappointed with that, where you can't start promising Medicare at the age of 55. Especially when Medicare still has its own problems. We don't have enough Medicare providers. And as we start moving toward a public option, what exactly kind of services are those going to be? I mean, you have how many millions of Americans, hundreds of millions of Americans, right, and non-Americans that we are taking care of, and we're going to be doing that on the government dime. How? And who's going to pay for it? You know, so I thought that was very interesting. I guess Bill Clinton is supposed to speak tonight, and that's always, you know, one of the best. Oh, gosh. I think on CNN they were like, oh, Michelle Obama's speech was so good. Do you think Bill Clinton could top that? Come on. We're talking about Bill Clinton. He is the most popular Democrat ever. In fact, he is one of the most popular politicians ever. I can't tell you how many people on the right are going to watch tonight so they could watch Bill Clinton. You know, and I don't even know if President Obama's going to speak. I'm sure he would. But, Bill is her biggest asset. You know, in fact, it's one of the things that is just drawing many people to the campaign, because you have, you know, Bill Clinton involved, who just, I mean, he's just so, you know, easy to watch, you know, not in terms of looks, but just in terms of, you know, how he speaks. He's gifted with that, absolutely gifted, and we could learn a lot from him. So, I found it very interesting, but boy, a lot of boos. A lot of booing. And it looks fractionated. Now, maybe most conventions are like that. You know, I mean, I just finished binge watching House of Cards. I mean, I'm not stupid. I know that there's a lot of, you know, tumultuous and turmoil and chaos that happens at these conventions. I get it. I mean, American Idol. I'm hearing the first season finale. There was a lot of things that were going wrong that, you know, thank God for the crew, you know, that got things back in shape. So I'm not surprised. But it's very frustrating to me to watch how all these weeks unfolded, because when we talk about America being great and America being looked upon as strong and unified, it doesn't look like that at all. You know, and what's really going to stink is if Trump wins, the media is going to continue to bash him and make him look like a joke. If Hillary wins, we are going to have the media say, look, we have somebody crooked in office. I mean, and it's going to be, you know, we're not going to have that, okay, this is our leader. All right, we're going to stand behind you and, you know, let's make this work. And so, yeah, my guess is if Hillary wins, there's going to be impeachment proceedings. And if there is proof out there that she broke the law, then it's not going to go away. And maybe it shouldn't go away. It's a shame we couldn't have figured this out before we got to this point, because other countries are watching us. You know, look what's going on with Germany. Everybody now is having to reevaluate how they're going to be addressing their security issues. And I'd like to see somebody get advice from Israel, okay? I mean, Israel has been in a constant state of attack all the time. People are always plotting against Israel and their citizens. And, I mean, you know, Israel seems to have a better grip on it than everybody else. They are also always crucified in the media, unfortunately, by the media. But, you know, somebody get some advice from Israel on how we should do security, how we should handle our airlines, how we should handle our borders, I would really, really like to see that. Get some advice there. So, you know, hopefully we'll look like a united front, despite who wins. And hopefully we could actually get something done. We could make sure that the economy is going to stay okay as we're going to be. I mean, we're basically on a raft, and we're heading towards a very steep waterfall. So, all right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing good today, Doc. How are you?
Excellent. Good, good. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about exactly what you're talking about. But first, I wanted to tell you that I really like your show.
Thank you. That you did
a couple weeks ago on drugs, and it sounds like you're coming around to maybe becoming like some of us old law enforcement officers who are against prohibition. And by the way, when you come full circle and you're ready to really start pushing the true message, I'll make a healthy donation to whatever charity you choose. So I hope you keep looking.
You are so awesome. So what message are you hoping you hear from me?
I hope that you realize that the war on drugs is a failure. It costs this country $40 billion a year. And that's just the explicit cost. The implicit cost are the lives that it costs through what's happening on the streets, through the illicit drug trade. Not to mention the fact that the system we have in place now actually supports the large drug cartels that are so dangerous, because it blocks out the small guy. And really, the only thing you have left are the large cartels, because they're the only ones who can pay the bribes to get the product across the borders, and also flood the border so much that some of it actually gets through. And they're not only hurting people here, but they're destroying the countries where they reside.
So you're as a prior law enforcement officer, you're, and I see where you're going with this. So like with prohibition gave rise to mob, and the very dangerous times that came out of that era. So you're thinking if we legalize drugs and let the market deal with it themselves, it'll be less violent and less dangerous.
Absolutely. If we're truly interested in harm reduction overall and a better society, that is the way to go. I would encourage anyone to visit Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
So if we had like legalized ecstasy or legalized cocaine, and I love that you've been in law enforcement, so you could educate me on this because I don't know. So so walk us through the logic. So if let's say cocaine was legalized, etc., how would that work? How would that because like let's say somebody is violent, and so somebody does cocaine, and then like marijuana. The reason why marijuana is so easy for a lot of us to digest, literally it's easy to digest, but is because it doesn't really make people violent. But a concern I would have is somebody dropping acid or somebody doing coke or somebody doing spice, and then they start getting violent. How do you, from a sociological aspect, how do you control that?
Well, I would disagree with you that marijuana is an innocuous drug.
It's not innocuous. It doesn't cause violent tendencies. Trust me, kids can seize on it. Trust me, it's dangerous. I'm in full agreement with you with that. But I'm just talking about in terms of drugs, and turning somebody violent. I see the more amphetamine type drugs to be more of a concern than marijuana.
Well, I think it would depend on the user and how much they're using. I think there are plenty of studies that would support that notion. As a matter of fact, I worked in the Netherlands back in the 90s, and it was shortly after they decriminalized drugs over there. Now, I should make that distinction because I'm not advocating that we legalize. I'm advocating that we decriminalize.
Right.
And we come at the problem from a different angle. And for instance, and we could do a whole show on this, and I know we don't have time, but I'll just give you one for example. In the Netherlands, and to this day, they still have it, clinics are set up where heroin addicts can get government heroin. Now, there will always be problems. They get free heroin, and they don't like the fact that they have to actually go there and use it there. So I guess you can't please everyone all the time. However, the decrease in street crime and people laying in the streets and the effect on society and on the addicts themselves was fantastic. And it's proven to this day, I guess it's going on 20 years now, that it actually works.
No, actually, yeah, Tom, my producer, had found me an article. I forget which country it was. Portugal, or it was one. It was Portugal, where the decriminalization of drugs drops so much violent crime. You're right. There's a distinction between the decriminalization and the legalization. Really quick, because I know we're going to run out of time soon. You were going to mention something about the DNC.
Well. Yeah, and we can get into it more in detail maybe on another day, but here's what I wanted you to think about, and anyone listening and who thinks what they promised were good things. You went to medical school, I went to the police academy. We've got rules and books. My traffic law book, for instance, looks, it's much more colorful than the gate flag, because I have all those tabs where I have to know it, you know, in and out. Now, there are rules that our politicians have to follow, and I can't find anywhere in the Constitution in their rules where they are legally able to do any of the things that they promised. If someone can find it, please let us know.
Like what? Give us an example. Like building a wall,
They would provide for the common defense, state coin money, everything that they're allowed to do, and it's very restricted, by the way. Is spelled out for them in detail. Now, the things, for instance, that Hillary has promised, they simply are not within their purview. They have no business doing whatsoever.
But listen, with your Tom, for a sec here, with your background in law enforcement, why didn't Hillary go to jail?
What? Well, that's a very good question. From everything that I've read and looked at, and everything that Director Comey laid out, it's very clear that violations of the law did occur. However, keep in mind that at the end of the day, law enforcement, and really in his case, the prosecutor, has discretion. So favors can be done, and it's unfortunate that we have a society where some people are treated different than others. I guarantee if it were you and I, or for instance, the military guys who did very similar, actually, they did less. The guy that took a picture of his buddy on a ship in the Navy, there was some sensitive equipment in his background. He didn't know about it. Guess what? He was prosecuted for it.
Right.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
I know.
Now, keep that in mind when you advise your son about the military. You were talking about him joining the military. By the way, Coast Guard only. Don't let him do anything else.
Really?
If he has to go to the military, have him do the Coast Guard. He'll be a law enforcement officer, by the way, as well. So,
that's good.
He'll be experienced in both arenas.
I think he'll be safer. Well, Tom, thank you. We're running out of time. Always good to hear from you, and thank you for what you've added. I really, really appreciate it. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I got to tell you, Coast Guard, he's been thinking about Navy. And you know, my father was a pilot, so that's interesting. I'll talk to him about it. I just need him to get through high school. Lord have mercy. Okay, when we come back, high heels may be putting people at risk for cancer. And then how tall are we? It's very, very interesting how men from Netherlands seem to be the tallest. This is very interesting. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.